Cotton yields looking pretty good. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Very encouraging. Not had any real big disappointments yet at all in the crop. Everything has been surprisingly, and that's to the good. So we're very tickled with the way that's turned out.
Lincoln County's Josh Ogle says he's surprised by the yields on his family's cotton crop so far this year. They've increased acreage to about 3,000 acres this season, and despite the dry, hot conditions for most of the summer, they're picking as much as 1,500 pounds per acre in some fields.
We measured bales. Bales is 500 pounds per bale. So at a bale acre, it'd be making 500 pounds an acre. Bale and a half, 750. We're averaging probably right now close to 1,000 pounds per acre, which would be two bales. And then, of course, what I'm picking in right now at three bales per acre or a little more would be 1,500 pounds, maybe a little bit better than that.
Now, the Ogles are now about a third of the way complete with cotton harvest, and they're utilizing the new technology that came out a few years ago where the pickers harvest the cotton and build the modules all on the same machine.
We started the Case Module Express last year. And run it, and it really done a really good job for us. It cuts down on some of our labor, not terribly a lot faster than what we've been doing, but it decreases the labor part. And, of course, the John Deere picker, we started it on Tuesday of this week. We bought it used on a trade-in deal with somebody, and it's turned out to be a lot faster than what we're used to with this Case picker. Both of them did a really good job, but the John Deere picker really is fast. So it's going to speed up harvest and get the crop out more of a timely manner, and that's going to be a big benefit to us as well.
Josh Ogle says they hope to finish picking in the next 3 weeks. Now, statewide cotton harvest is pretty much right in line with the five-year average, about 70% complete. Farmers hope to harvest some 490,000 acres. That's up 103,000 acres from last year. Production projected at 840,000 bales. That's up 23% from last year. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.